We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
Have you ever said to a child, or maybe heard someone else say, "What part of no do you not understand, the N or the O?" The word no is defined as a negative expressing dissent, denial, or refusal, as in response to a question or request. All of us have learned through our life experiences what no means, and there are some big spiritual lessons for us to consider from the word no. Number one, no. There are none of us righteous by our own means. Paul said in Romans 3 and verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Second of all, no. We cannot love the Lord and the world at the same time. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Number three, no. No one outside of Christ can be saved. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Number four, no. No person can come to Christ just any way that one may choose. Paul said in Romans 6, verse 1 through 6, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Number five, no. No one will ever regret the trials and the hardships and the heartaches of living the faithful Christian life. John said in Revelation 21 and verse 4, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." No is a word that you know very well in your everyday life, but realize it is a word that your soul also should take very, very seriously. No is a word that you do not want to hear on that last great day, but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21, verse 27. My friend, you will hear in that last great day, "Enter into the joy of the Lord, or depart from me." What do you want to hear in that last great day? Just something to think about. Tell me the story.